Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, Thabo Bester and Dr. Nandipa Magudumana have filed separate urgent applications in the Johannesburg High Court. They are looking to interdict the release of Netflix's three-part docuseries Beauty and the Bester. All right, sounds like ChatGPT came up with that name. Anyway, citing potential violations for their right to privacy, dignity, and a fair trial. They also say that the production is riddled with falsehood, selective editing, and so much more. Well, to unravel the legal layers of this battle, celebrity rights versus freedom of expression, we turn to Richard Anthony Shamali. He's an entertainment lawyer for some insight. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Can we just understand, based on South African law, can individuals, in this case, these two, successfully obtain an interdict to block a documentary that draws solely from publicly available information?
Good morning, Howard, and yes, absolutely they can. South African law is quite open. Anyone who believes that they have a case, as weak as it may be, is able to approach the court and plead their case. The main issue is whether the case holds any water, and that remains to be seen.
So what is the what would they have to show?
Well, this is the interesting thing. Because they're doing it on a urgent basis, mm-hmm. it's going to happen in two parts. The first part is generally determined on a balance of convenience, and there's a lot of lies there. If you recall, I think about 10 years back, there was a issue with Chester Missing and Steve Hoffmeyer, where he successfully gagged Chester Missing, the puppet, on the part A, the urgent part, on convenience. But when it came to the return, the part B, the more elaborate argumentation that's not based on urgency, that's based purely on the merits, that was knocked straight out of the park. And it may well be that this follows a similar line where it's convenient to just hold off on Netflix releasing the documentary until such time as it can be heard properly on the merits. Mm. However, there's interesting precedent that's been set here on this particular matter, because Thabo Bester and Dr. Nandi tried to do exactly the same thing with the Showmax documentary a couple of years back and were unsuccessful on both fronts.
So what is likely to happen here? What do the courts look at when weighing this up?
So it very much hinges on what the courts are asked to look at. And I mean, it may seem crazy to look at it like this way, but if you look at the legalization of Dacha, they tried for years to legalize it on the basis of religion,
right,
through the Prince case.
Right.
But then that got nowhere. And then all of a sudden they just went with privacy, and then boom, Dacha was legalized. So similarly here, if they change and tweak their argument to something that is more acceptable to the court, something that is more viable to protect, it may well be that they have a stronger case. But in this case, I think the courts are really going to look at what rights are they claiming to be violated, and how likely are those rights to be violated, and does the court have an obligation to protect those rights over and above the rights of, say, freedom of expression, and in this particular case, a public interest, because of course a prison break, accused and convicted rapist,
it's a very,
that is public interest.
I mean, it sounds terrible to say, but it is quite a sexy case, because there's so many tabloid aspects to this case. Does the fact that all of the information is already in the public domain make a difference? I mean, they can't claim privacy issue, you know, privacy issues here at all, can they?
Well, they might well be able to, because there's more information that seems to be coming out. Dr. Nandi's father, apparently, from what we see in the trailer, is being interviewed, and that's never been aired before.
Wow.
So there may well be new things that haven't been in the public sphere. But just because it's not in the public sphere, and because it's a public interest matter, you call it sexy. I mean, sure, absolutely. But that does not mean that they can't air the documentary. Mm-hmm. I mean, if anyone's privacy was just to be impacted by a documentary, there'd never be a documentary. You know? So right. There have to be these balances.
Right. And the impact on a fair trial, I would understand that more in an environment, in a legal environment where a jury, for example, was part of the process, does it impact a judge, for example, if this documentary is aired? Can it?
I mean, judges are human, and of course there would be influence, but you would think that a judge, especially one in a matter as serious as this, would be able to separate what they hear in the media from what they hear at trial. And indeed, our judges, to their credit, often make this reference in their judgments. And you can read from the judgment, you know, where the influence has come from, because they have to specify what evidence swayed them and whatnot. What's particularly interesting about this one is that there's this constant narrative of the matter is still sub juke, but there's no law that requires you to not have a sub juke. There's no law that requires you to prevent something that you can from being spoken out about. So, you know, that can be internal policy.
That's so
for
interesting.
Corporations who don't want to speak about matters.
Because we've become accustomed to it. You know, whenever you ask a politician or you ask somebody a difficult question, they'll say, "Oh no, we can't. That's sub juke. You know, it's no, you know, we can't speak about it." But actually, you're saying you can. You're just choosing not to.
Exactly.
Oh, that's interesting. That is very, very interesting. So what happens? What comes next?
Well, they're going to head to court, it seems, unless they can come to some sort of settlement. But it's unlikely that they will. You know, when you pull this trigger to go to agent base, likely that you're going for some sort of settlement. But we have to wait and see. Really, it's difficult to make these sort of predictions. And for a lot of us, this is a bet on whether or not it's just to frustrate Netflix, knowing full well that they're going to lose, or if it's indeed a legitimate case that they may have.
Absolutely fascinating. When does all this play out? Over what period?
Well, because the Netflix doc is supposed to come out sometime early to mid-September, it's going to play out in the next week or two, I can imagine. I don't know what the time frames that they've given because of the urgent nature of the case, depending on how urgent it is, the court will make a determination of when pleadings can and can't be filed, but it's likely to play out in the next week or two.
Very, very interesting. That is all we have time for, but a really, really interesting conversation. Richard Shamali is an entertainment lawyer talking to us about this documentary and whether it will be aired or not.